back home in Italy, thinking of Thailand. Almost 2 months ago, I came back to Italy after my study and work experience in Bangkok. Since I landed at Venice Airport, I've not stopped remembering Thailand, and the strong feelings that it gave me are still alive in my memories. I even started considering Thailand as my second home, where I had friends, new habits, and new ways of thinking, and new ways of doing things. I immediately noticed a lot of differences between Bangkok and Italy, and there were several aspects of life that I had to get used to. First of all, at this time of year in Italy, it is cold. Some days the temperature goes under zero and there is snow on the mountains. After being on the beach for Christmas and for the New Year's Eve, it has been difficult to begin wearing coats and scarves every day. Another important difference is the food. As everyone knows, Italy is very famous for delicious dishes like pizza and pasta. The problem is that the cuisine is very rich compared to Thai food. I really loved having lunch with tom yum soup or having dinner with a khao pot bun. In Italy, we typically cook pasta, vegetables, and meat, accompanied by bread and concluded with dessert. My body is not prepared to eat all these heavy things. Moreover, I quickly noticed the different behavior between Thai and Italian people. Their personalities are totally opposed. The first is helpful, warm, kind, traits I really appreciated and which I learnt and have tried to make my own. The second is hurried, selfish, and annoyed. Thailand is cooperative, Italy is competitive. I could see the cultural differences with my own eyes. A clear example is the way of eating. Thai people share the food like a great family. Italian people order a single dish for each person, and everyone eats only from their own. After being in Thailand for 5 months, I was expecting to see something new in my country, in my town. Bangkok was a city open to new projects, new initiatives, and this sense of innovation was transmitted to me. I could feel the willingness to grow, to make everything better. I had a lot of ideas for my future, and my motivation was stimulated. In Italy and in my small town, nothing has changed, not even the decorations in the shopping malls. Everything is the same as if time had stopped from when I left to when I came home. I can thank Thailand as my source of ideas. It is a free space where you can think, produce, and improve. Here in Italy, I'm disappointed because the cultural system does not work. There is no meritocracy, and young students have to fight against the old generation in their attempt to get a new idea working. Thailand is growing faster, and it is investing for the future. Opportunities abound, and businesses try to give perfect service to the customer. Italy is closed in its traditions, and frequently looks at the past instead of the future. It is obvious that every country has its own internal problems, so I do not know what a Thai thinks about Thailand. But for me, a foreign student who discovered a new world and a new culture in Bangkok, the Land of Smiles has been a marvelous experience. It has taught me new values and given me new points of view to use in my ordinary life, improving my personality. Khop khun pratay Thai.